11:15. See, I should have gotten a cue from this book and scheduled an interview for 1 p.m., but it says 11:15 a.m., I drink more coffee. This is the way I see it. The world of experience is a standing invitation to deny or ignore my transcendence. But I will not do it. I will not deny my transcendence. I will not ignore my transcendence. I will instead seek attainable felicities and pull meaning out of the world wherever and whenever time and space may permit such inquiry. Attainable felicities.
Yeah, they're hard to find.
You respond to that question as if someone else wrote it.
Well, yeah.
Is that the practice of outside at work?
Yeah, you could say that. I think it's true of most of us. We're I don't think any of us are one single individual, a monolithic individual. I think all of us have different facets, different aspects, different personalities. Not to the extreme sense of being split personalities, but different aspects of ourselves. In fact, William James wrote beautifully about this. Being around different people will bring out different aspects of ourselves. I can be around one person and feel loquacious and flow with words and open up and talk about I can continue a conversation for a long time and feel spontaneous and natural and fluid, whereas somebody else might make me feel inhibited and self-conscious, and I'll end up saying ridiculous things.
Do you think that's a testament to your empathy?
Oh, sure, of course, yeah. I think we all intuit things about ourselves. Some people more so than others, and life is inherently fluid. It's not static. So if I say one thing, I won't completely. Well, maybe I do contradict myself.
We all do. Well, you're contradicting a different aspect of yourself.
What was that famous quote by Whitman? I contain millions.
Do I contradict myself? Very well, then I contradict myself. I am large. I contain multitudes.
Beautiful. There you go. That's it, right there.
Yeah. Or I am not I when I write.
Wow.
Gertrude Stein.
That's right. But her little dog knows her.
Chapter ending in blue, page 122.
Oh, yeah.
Suddenly it's spring and there are cherry blossoms everywhere. Flurries of them like snow. So much like snow, I think at first it is snow. Whirlwinds of whitish pink, empires of spume. Which would have been a great title. Everything is a Japanese haiku. Squiggles of oil ribbon down the gutters. Sweet perfumes of rain drizzle. Charge the air with the imagery of heaven. There are greens so intense I can't believe my eyes and have to rely on my other senses to take it in. I need to smell green, hear green, taste green. My eyes are insufficient. There is so much greenness to the greens of moss and newly emerged leaves that implicate space with sonorities of shape. I near the end of my run, begin a descent down Highland to Bigelow and see Ronnie walking down the sidewalk, returning home from work, dressed in black, black pants, black jacket, black purse. I think about coming up from behind and surprising her, pinch her bum, then think otherwise. It might not actually be her, then what? But it is her. She turns round and bends over. I imagine to pick up a dime or penny, heads up, which she considers good luck, but I get close, she sees me, I look down, it's an earthworm. She's trying to maneuver the earthworm back to the dirt at the edge of the sidewalk, but she can't get a grip on the creature without hurting it. Maybe it could use some mouth-to-mouth resuscitation. Maybe we should take it to an animal shelter. Maybe we should x-ray it, check it for dropsy, lethargica, pernicious anemia. What can be done? There is nothing to be done. We leave the worm to its destiny and continue on our way home.
I wonder how that worm is doing today. Poor worm. I remember that occasion, actually. Yeah, Roberta has very powerful empathy for living things. And, she actually did that.
I think there's an American sense I have. I might be paraphrasing, but how many worm obituaries end with the word sidewalk? Thing. I remember
passed away of natural causes on the sidewalk.
On the sidewalk, that's right.
Yeah. The worm was 90 years old.
And died in the season of the Empire of Spume.
The Empire of Spume. Wow. Yeah. I wrote that.
You did. That's what I'm saying.
I like that.
Yeah.